I left my wallet in El Segundo.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? This is Sam Craze Podcast. Oh, them niggas in the house be rolling high tonight. We ain't no ignorant men, gentlemen. We informed. We inform, brothers. We get high, we informed. All right. Well, let me say something about something. I'm not quite sure what I want to say today, but this is Sam Cray, and all I gotta say is ding dong day. yo, how we doing today, people? This is Sam Cray. You're listening to a new podcast on the B-Line. We on the B-Line, rolling up the subways, the trains in the sky, the airplanes getting high. Rolling in the cars, we hit the park for a course of the Shinnecock motherfucking hills. No, we didn't. We didn't go to Shinnecock. That brother that won it, though, he's happy. He's rolling high at Shinnecock. Regardless, we all the same in this same damn boat. We all the same. We all peaceful, loving people. Ain't no such thing as murder. It's a Hollywood joke, an informational sequence. All that violence in them films, ain't no truth in that. Sure, brothers might hurt each other sometimes, maybe punch you in the face. I got punched in the face in Barton County Jail. It was a crazy-ass sequence, niggas. Anyways, I think the N-word can be a powerful word. I think if the black man can use it, the white man's got to use it as well. And I think them white brothers want to be black. Everybody wants to be black. I wish I was black. I like being tan. I'd rather be tan than be a white Norwegian. Now, nothing against Norway. They got plenty of brothers up there. But the thing was, we had to get Charlie over to the Brooklyn sequence. We had to get Reggie over to the sequence of the lamb. She had to eat her fill. I don't know what she was talking about. Now, whether it was NP or AD, I have no freaking clue. No one ever had any clue with any of this shit. It was always fucking crazy as all goddamn hell. And for you, for me, for all of us, we just want to be high. We just want heaven in this goddamn land. We want heaven, Lord. Lord, send the heavens down to us. Put it inside of us. Give us the joy of you, Lord. Anyways, I'm talking like a black man, talking like a Brooklynite. I like talking like a black man. It's kind of fun. But I know I can be sound. My name is Samuel Peter Cremon, and this is your podcast. We're just having fun here. We're just having fun. Anyways, I love you all, people. I love everybody. And that's the whole theme of this whole podcast, is that I love everybody, and everybody loves everybody. We all got love. That's right. Amen. Please confess. All right, now, I gotta say, over all my years, who is it that is really my impetus? Who is my impetus? Is it Natalie Portman? Perhaps you're right, sir. When I sing these songs, you know, when I listen to these songs, all the music all over the world, when I listen to all this music, I say to myself, who is it that really inspires me more than anyone? If I had to choose one person that would be my inspiration over the long haul, who has gotten me to be the boldest man, the strongest man? Who has put me through the most rigorous test, but which I come out passing flying colors? Who is it? Well, I do believe it is Natalie Portman. Anyways, Natalie, if you're out there listening to this smorgasbord of sound and interesting shit, woman, you know I love you. You know I love you, Natalie. There's no one else. There really is no one else, Natalie. So, please come and find me, woman. Anyways, so what's the message of today's podcast? What's the real message? What's the theme of which I must draw upon to draw my canvas of artistic expression? I think the theme today is hope. There was once a man who was raised to be a president. And at one point, he had no idea he was going to be president. He had no idea he was going to be president of the United States. But then things started knocking on his door. People started knocking on his door and said, dude, you could lead us. So, A shout out to BHO, man. Barack Hussein Obama, my good friend. One of my best friends. He's a great man. I miss that guy, but I know he's out there having a good time. So shout out to you, Barack. Who else do I have to give a shout out to? Do I give a shout out to Donald Trump? People seem to hate on that man. I think Barack and Donald are friends. I don't think there's all these enemies like we say there is. The media is a very comedic organization. They're always creating drama and war and violence. I don't really think anybody's warring with anybody in reality. I think Kim Jong-un is a great man. I think Donald's a great man. I think these guys are all great. All them brothers just be smoking a lot of weed and messing with our heads. They're like, you got to get up on our level, niggas. You got to get up on our level. You ain't up to our level yet. You haven't smoked nearly as much as I've smoked, and I've seen a lot when I smoke. A lot of different things. So when are we going to legalize the cannabis? Are we just waiting on that shit? I say we get that bill done. Donald, sign that motherfucker. When you look at me that way, Natalie. When you look at me that way. Gonna sing a little, gonna dance a little, gonna pound my foot on the beat or the step of the porch, or singing out, Lord, Lord, help us all. Help us all, help us all, help us all, help us all. Lord helps everybody. Lord does everybody. The ripples flow. Gotta make a movie. We gotta make one hell of a film, my niggas. Get everybody in the whole goddamn world in that film. Let's get interviews from people from every single nation of the world. Let's bring all them people together. Let's have a giant feast. Let's have a real feast. Eat whatever food you want to eat. I might be Peter, I might be Samuel, regardless. We all JCs. See, I think they're male messiahs, and I also think they're female messiahs. I think every man is his own personal messiah for his woman. Now, some men may be in love with more than one. I'm not quite sure if that's the truth. Some men, all men may only be in love with one at a time, but I'm not sure about that. I've had contemplations. I had contemplations when I thought to myself, boy, you're going to love more than one woman. You're going to have seven wives, just like the good Quran says. And I contemplated that for a while. But then I said to myself, well, what if it starts with seven? What if I go to 10 and then 20? I'm going to forget about that first one. Who's my first love? Who is my first love? Who's my true one true love? And she'd be standing right there waiting for me. Right? Waiting for me to come back to her. Anyways. That first love of mine, Natalie, I do believe that is her. I do believe my first love is Natalie Portman. I do believe we are all friends on this green earth. I do believe a soul is of infinite worth. I do believe I'm in love with one girl. I need my girl. That's a good song, National Men. Anyways, every time I look at you, every time I look at you, every time I look at you, Nada, every time I look at you. So anyways, I wish I could be a vegan, you know? I wish I could be a vegan. I can't resist meat. It's so addicting. We are addicted to these animals. We got to treat them well. We got to give them animals some freedom. Let them live their lives. I mean, if these animals want to give their lives for us, so be it. But we got to treat them well. We got to treat these animals well. We really do. They are equals. Maybe a little lesser than us.
They don't mind sometimes if we eat them. But them animals want to have freedom and have an enjoyable life. We can't be putting them into factories. We can't be putting them in metal stations. I mean, I saw them pigs in Baden County. I saw the pigs in Baden County. They were in a freaking stall, metal stalls. I don't know if they were happy in them. I mean, sure, they're with their other brothers and sisters, all these pigs, but I don't know if that's what the Lord wants. I think these pigs should be able to roam free. I mean, I hope they're roaming at some point. Lord knows, animals deserve their freedom. Let's give them their freedom and take a break from all that. So, I do believe the Quran is an equal book to the Bible. And I do think we're all Muslims. You know, I think it's an equal faith. I think it's an extension of Christianity. It's just the evolution of religion. I mean, it started off with all the tribal, it started in Africa. I think that was the beginning. And their religion at the time, I mean, you can have different theories on that. My theory on the African religions was men protected their women and the women loved the men. And they got along and they had as much sex as they wanted and they cared for their children with loving care. And they trusted that the Lord would provide food for them every day and they respected nature. And they loved nature. And that was their religion. And they believed in God. And those were the first Jews who were in Africa. And so, I think Allah is just another word for God. We all know this. And, you know, I think all the religions of the world are all connected. I really think they're all connected. Now, as for where it all started, I mean, maybe it was like Vladivostok, Russia or something. The Chinese were there. I don't know. I mean, who knows what the first religion was? I don't know if we really have footage, Hollywood footage of like the first couple thousand years. I mean, we really don't know what was going on. We know men were reproducing with women and they were in love with each other and they migrated and they were nomads and they explored the earth, and that's kind of what we're still doing here. But I think the Muslim faith is a true faith. I think the Muslims are Christians and the Muslims are Jews and the Muslims are Taoists. I mean, we got to accept that all these religions are all connected. They all believe in this unseen force and also the seen force. I mean, God is both seen and unseen. I mean, you can see God. God can give you a word in your mind and he's speaking to you. Or God can have the wind blow and have a bird fly in a direction to tell you where to go. You know, bird flies in the sky from left to right. Okay, I got to go right. I got to go right to find my love. You know, by God, you can see him in the mountains and the oceans. And then you see him in people. You see God in people. You look into the eyes of a man or a woman and you can see God. God is inside everyone. We are all made in the image of God. Allah is inside everyone. And you know what? Allah wants heaven to come. He wants heaven to be here. And I think heaven is here. I think with all of our technology and all of our medicine, both plant and pharmaceutical, I think we can all maintain life and keep people alive forever. I don't think anyone has to die. Some people may have to rest for a while and sleep for a while, but I think we can revive them. I think the dead will rise. And I don't think anyone is dead. I think everything is always alive. Everything is always alive, is my mind. But I'm going on this religious tangent, but you know, I just think God loves everybody, and everybody loves God. Even if they claim to be an atheist, I think they know that God is love. I think they know. They choose not to be, you know, judgmental. You know, I think that's why some people reject this idea of, oh, I'm a Christian. You're a Christian. Why? Well, I want to go to heaven. Well, we all want to go to heaven, but heaven is for everybody. No one's going to hell. There's no such thing. Hell is in your mind, and we can create hell on earth if we really wanted to. We could create hell on earth if we wanted to. I mean, we could destroy everything, destroy people and put them in torture chambers. That would be hell. Chain them up, put them in jail, put them in psych wards where they're stuck there forever, for years. I mean, that would be hell. That would be hell. But every man deserves his freedom, and I think no one goes to hell. Hell is just, you know, they don't talk about hell in the Old Testament, really. I mean, sure, there's a lot of violence. There's a lot of violence in the Old Testament. A lot of wars, but God is. The whole point of it was the Jews, everybody, God just wants us to realize that we're all Jews. Therefore, every man on earth is a Jew. as in we're all Christians, we're all Muslims, we're all Taoists, we're Hindus, we're Buddhists. You know, like, sometimes the personal walk of a man is his own. I mean, like, every man has his own path. He believes various things at various times. He follows different creeds. He follows different people. He hangs out with different... We're all different. We're all unique. We all have different talents to give. We all have different things to say to each other, to believe. But I think the overarching concept of all the religions is love. It's love. Love for yourself. First, you got to be able to love yourself. You got to accept yourself, whatever you believe about yourself. You know, like if you believe you're in love with somebody, it doesn't matter if it's a man or woman. If I'm a man and I'm saying, I do believe I'm in love with another man. I mean, it's possible. I've never been in that boat. I've never thought I was in love with another man. But it's possible for another man to think, well, I think this guy's my soulmate. He's like my best friend. We all have best friends. You know, I don't know. I mean, I've always been seeking a woman. And, you know, I've always thought to myself, there's somebody out there who 100% understands me. When I look that person in the eye, I will have complete peace and joy and realize this woman is meant for me. That's how I feel about romance. Yeah, I think everybody has that in store. And so, I don't know. God is very diverse. I've heard that, you know, that homo things exist in nature. But I think it's very... I'm going to have to talk to some of these brothers who claim to be gay. And, you know, I always saw them as a straight man. You know, I never felt like they were trying to hook up with me. I never felt like they were going to, like, do anything, you know, that I didn't want them to do. You know, it's like I always felt like they were great friends. And I never felt like they were gay. You know, I was like, I think this guy could be in love with a girl. He might just be messing with me, you know. Who knows? But certain medications can make you a little less... you know, comfortable around men, think, you know, confuse you a bit. I mean, I've been confused. And brimstone. But, you know, what am I trying to say here? I don't know. I mean, I always go off on these tangents about sexuality and religion and everything. Pretty much sexuality is religion. I mean, the ultimate religion you can have is like hook up with your significant other. And that's like probably the best moment of your day. Like you've worked hard all day. You've been doing whatever. You've been tilling the land or you've been slaving at the computer. You know, whatever you do for work. And you come home and there's your significant other waiting for you and you guys can have some pleasure. You can do whatever you want. You can worship God in that way. I mean, I think they do say that certain Christians used to say that sex is the ultimate expression of worship, that God is most pleased when we engage in that. So I think that is the case. So don't be afraid of that stuff. You know, I've always battled this idea of masturbation. Like, is masturbation a good thing? Like, should I feel guilty about this? You know, like, there have been times I watch porn and then I masturbate while watching porn, and I always feel a little guilty about it. But, I don't know. Anyways, I'm going to pause this. Here, that's my first podcast.
Away. Move away from this.
Jackie's coming in.
Yeah, you're going to have to... Hey, move away from
okay.
This. You're going to ruin it. You're going to do something to this, too.
Yeah, I know, Ma.
Oh, God.
Well,
I think you're going to have to
Lord,
get rid of that
guide us today, and let's have fun. Amen. Yeah. And you'll be on the halls of the Hall of Fame. Your name, what's gonna know your name? You're on the walls of the Hall of Fame. Alright, so I'm back. Jackie was in a little pause there for Jackie. Jackie had to come regulate. So anyways. Hold on.
You're gonna dump this.
Jackie.
Hey, this isn't funny. Alright, so I want all of this. That's right. That's right. Here you are. That's good enough.
Okay.
Here. Take this out to the garage.
Okay.
taking it out to the garage. I'll tell you who my garage is. She's got an amazing garage. There's this woman. There's this woman named Natalie. She got the best garage you ever found. One hell of a garage on that woman. And my car is ready. My car is ready for her garage. Oh no, Craig! Yes, 50 strong marriage pins you might like from Pinterest. I tell you, I gotta marry Natalie Portman. That's right, my niggas. Good Lord, have mercy.
Open the door.
Okay.
Open the garage.
Jackie wants the garage door open. Jackie wants me to take out the trash, nigga.
If only I could be black. I mean, I really want to be black. Let's be honest. I think we all want to be black. I mean, think about it. You take a look at the professional, you know, the NFL. I mean, sure, you got some white boys in there. Good old Matt Stafford throwing, slinging them in Detroit. Aaron Rodgers slinging them in Green Bay. Or even, what's his face? Who's that tall fellow who played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Anyways, he was like 6'7 or some shit. He was a tall-ass motherfucker. He was only like 215 pounds. What's his name? Glennon. Mike Glennon. Even he be slinging it. But the reality was, them black brothers, they really run that NFL. They're the ones, Calvin Johnson, sacrificing himself on those fucking deep post routes, getting drilled by the safeties. That's some crazy-ass motherfucking shit, nigga. Anyways, what do I have to say? I mean, you look. The African is superior in athletic build to the white man, although there are some white men who can match the black man's level. But I swear to God, if I could choose, if I had to be an athlete, I would be black. I would be black because them brothers, I mean, look at the NBA. The NBA is completely dominated by the African brothers. And they're not all just African. Some of them got some Asian blood. They got European blood. Those brothers are as white as anybody, but they're tanner than us. They're tan. They're very tan. Them brothers be very tan. Anyways, what do I have to say? Well, the NBA is run by LeBron and everybody. Stephen Curry. He's a little more white than LeBron. Although LeBron's pretty white. LeBron's very white. Now I gotta sweep the motherfucking porch.
Jackie, putting down the old Titus.
Alright, I'm gonna pause this motherfucking shit.